Welcome to 95 Mac Daily for Friday, December 12th, 2025. I'm your host, Chance Miller. We are sponsored this week by Backblaze. Leading off today, whether you're a music creator or simply a fan, you might be interested to learn which moments in a song grab the most attention. Well, that's exactly why Apple's Shazam is launching a new popular segment feature. This is a key piece of user activity data not previously shared by Apple. The popular segments feature offers insights into the key moments that drove users to trigger Shazam to identify a song. It tracks the moment within a track that drove the most Shazam activity within the last week. The interactive feature displays relative segment popularity throughout a song, allowing users to hover over the graph and reveal precise time markers and corresponding segments. Apple says that in addition to this being useful and fascinating for users, it will also give artists and the broader music industry access to a piece of data that provides unprecedented insight. The popular segments feature is available now on Shazam.com. It's unclear whether the data will also roll out to the Shazam app for iPhone eventually, but at least for right now, that's not the case. Next up today, Apple has defeated the total ban on charging a commission on web-based purchases that originate from links inside iOS apps. However, a fair rate will need to be established or agreed upon before Apple can resume charging a commission on those purchases. In the Epic Games versus Apple legal battle, the court initially ruled that Apple violated anti-steering laws when it applied a 27% commission on web-based purchases originating from iOS apps. So, for example, if you clicked the link in an app on your iPhone, then made a payment to that developer, Apple was entitled to a 27% commission. The court, however, ruled that that was a violation of the law. As a result, Apple was barred from applying any commission on link-out purchases. This week's decision, however, says that that all-out ban on commissions isn't appropriate. The court still views Apple's 27% commission rate as designed to discourage the use of the feature, so whatever rate Apple decides to charge shouldn't be prohibitive. But to determine a fair rate, Apple and Epic Games will need to work together or else rely on the court to establish a fair policy. Epic Games CEO Tim Sweeney has made it clear that he thinks Apple shouldn't be allowed to charge a commission whatsoever, while Apple, of course, wants to charge as high a commission as it can get away with. It seems unlikely that the two companies will be able to come to terms on an agreement themselves, so it will almost certainly fall back to the court to determine that percentage. Another adjustment to the court's decision from April is that Apple is now allowed to require buttons, links, and calls to action to be no larger or more prominent than Apple's own in-app purchase options. Ultimately, this is just another example of the lingering effects of the Epic versus Apple legal battle that has been ongoing for nearly 5 years. And it's clear that nothing will end anytime soon. We are sponsored this week by Backblaze. The best gift you can give yourself is peace of mind. Backblaze backs up all of your photos, videos, and year-end projects automatically, so you never lose what matters most. It quietly backs up your Mac in the background so that everything you care about is safe. When life happens, you'll be thankful your files are only a restore away. Until the end of this month, 9to5 Mac listeners get 30% off with code 9to5XMAS. That's 9to5XMAS. Go to backblaze.com/9to5Mac or hit the link in the show notes and use the promo code at checkout. My thanks to Backblaze for their support of the show. Next up today, a new AirTag was long rumored to launch in 2025, but that ultimately has not yet happened. When the upgraded AirTag 2 product does arrive, a new leak from Macworld has revealed 5 new features it could bring. Based on code evidence from an internal build of iOS 26, Macworld reports that the AirTag 2 is set to include these improvements: an improved pairing process when setting up an AirTag, an enhanced precision finding feature to make it easier to know exactly where your AirTag is, with guidance and arrows provided on your iPhone leading you to it. There's also reportedly more detailed battery level reporting, an improved moving feature that will improve tracking while AirTag is moving, and more accurate location tracking in crowded places. Interestingly enough, the report does mention that these upgrades include a 2025 internal designation in Apple's code, suggesting that Apple had at one point hoped to release AirTag 2 this year. And technically, the year's not over, but at this point, it seems highly unlikely that AirTag 2 will launch in 2025, so we're likely looking at a release sometime next year, hopefully sooner rather than later. Writing out today, Apple is facing antitrust scrutiny in Switzerland over access to the NFC chip inside the iPhone. The Swiss Competition Commission announced this week that they are investigating whether Apple's terms and conditions for granting access to the NFC chip could raise competition concerns. As a refresher, Apple opened up access to the iPhone's NFC chip to third parties worldwide last August, several months after it did so in the European Union. The functionality is provided as part of the NFC and Secure Element Platform API, which lets third-party apps replicate Apple Wallet features like payments, digital keys for doors and cars, IDs, event tickets, and more. To gain access to that API, however, developers are required to enter into a commercial agreement with Apple and pay the associated fees. The Swiss Competition Commission now says that it's conducting this preliminary investigation to determine whether those terms and conditions comply with antitrust law. There aren't really any public details about what fees are associated with access to the iPhone's NFC chip, but given that we've seen very few, if any, third-party apps fully take advantage of this API, it doesn't seem out of the question that Apple's rules and fees are prohibitive. As part of the process, the Competition Commission is seeking input from third parties in the market and working with Apple itself to learn more. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. As always, you can find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. Follow along with me on Threads at Chance H. Miller, and we'll be back on Monday for a new week of Apple news.